Those of you who were here last year will remember that I announced a 5-year plan to journey through the senses at the British Animal Studies Network. Last year was looking, and this year's feeling will be followed by tasting, next year with hearing and smelling coming along in subsequent years. Don't forget though, Smaller Than a Mouse will be happening in Exeter in November. Henry Buller is in charge if you want to speak to him about it. And that is happening between feeling and tasting. And I was trying to think of a good gag that would place feeling and tasting in a sandwich of Smaller Than a Mouse. And I came up with the horse meat scandal. I'll explain that to you at some other point in the evening, maybe. To return to my 5-year plan, which I realise makes me sound like Stalin, we have a sensory focus in Glasgow. And my hope was that this would allow us the opportunity of thinking about bodies and minds in the world, and that the senses might provide a framework for doing that. As the great sensory studies pioneer Constance Classen has written, quote, sensory models are conceptual models, and sensory values are cultural values. The way a society senses is the way it understands, unquote. So as with last year, the abstract submitted for this meeting lived up to all my expectations and hopes, and we might take a sense, the hope that we might take a sense and use it to think about the social, cultural, conceptual issues that are central to animal studies. Feeling, as we will find out over the next 24 hours, can be interpreted in a number of ways. Most broadly, we have in some of the papers the question of sentience, or to put it crudely, the capacity to feel and how we've gone about and might go about understanding, assessing, working with that capacity in animal studies. We also have the question of feeling as touching, as the physical engagement of humans and animals, and we will encounter this in the past and in the present at this meeting. And then we have feelings about, that is the emotional responses of humans and alien others to animals and their impact on species being, family life, childhood, identity. These papers come from a range of disciplinary perspectives as well as from outside of academia. So we have historians, a literary scholar, an SDS person, an animal welfare scientist, a geographer, a philosopher, an anthropologist and a sociologist, as well as an animal assisted therapist, and the manager of a wildlife centre, nature reserve and education centre for the RSPCA. Thank you for being so varied. It really makes me able to say this is an interdisciplinary network that is going beyond academia. I can say that, but I can't verify it without other people doing their thing, so thank you. The aim of the British Animal Studies Network is that it should provide the opportunity for cross-disciplinary encounters in animal studies, that we should engage in interdisciplinary discussions and learn something from other areas of work that we can take back into our own thinking. The papers are really important leads to enable this to happen, but the informal chats over coffee, wine, food are important too, so please do hang around. There are places at the buffet if you've not booked them. I can take your money later. I hope that over the next 24 hours we'll be offered new ways of thinking, that we will feel differently about feeling by the end of this meeting, and that we will be touched by what we encounter here. And I use touched there after reading Vincent Desprez's description, which I think might also be used as a kind of allegory of proper interdisciplinarity. For discipline, think species, think subject. Desprez writes, as there is no way to touch without being touched, there is no way to determine who touches who. Touching enacts a desubjectification. One may now be an agent without being a subject. One is nevertheless not an object. So, quoting Vincent, perhaps we might think of ourselves here as not only thinking about touch, agency, subjectivity, objectivity, but also that we are engaged in some cross-subject touching, a kind of feeling across the boundaries of disciplines. I know that sounds strange, but I kind of liked that sentence when I wrote it, so that's why it's there. So thank you for all coming. This works because we all chip in from our various perspectives, so I hope that's what's going to happen over the next 24 hours.